Zelengo, this is Kanadi Kentaco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Saturday, February 9, 2002, at 11:30 p.m. entitled The Human Rights Patrol, Part 51, What War on Drugs, Part 2, Ritalin. Your host will be out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kentaco. Have a pleasant flight.
Folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
see. Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lights can't help him. Truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old. Cause for 11 generations in here we were bought in sold. See, this crook called Sam did come up when he made our folks his slaves. His posse did the same in Europe, and yes, they too must pay. The lessons of mine on thyself will help us all move forward. We're taught it will teach us by self to rise to tote the torch. Like those days we were to be down, yet unhooked from our souls. Seeking truth will turn that around with the human rights patrol. It's time we know that we have rights. That's right, rights at our birth. That's right, those rights are human rights. They show our purpose on this earth. It's time we know that we have rights. That's right, rights at our birth. That's right, those rights are human rights. They show our purpose on this earth.
The People's Choice! Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, now at 106.7 FM for our 4,617th night of broadcasting, and in the place to be with we out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, is war correspondent commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, co-producer of the Human Rights Radio Internet co-creation, we call the Human Rights Patrol, Dada Kanati Kentucky, and Zalango to you over there.
Zalango.
You got a lot of work to do to help us out tonight, so why don't you begin by giving out the shout-outs to those who make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise called the United States and the planet Earth.
First, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. And the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, and 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, Brown by Brother Lavelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP, in the criminal enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM, in the criminal enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with B-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, burned by Paul Griffin and the crew. And to our newest listeners in the criminal enterprise called Dade County, Florida at 102.9 FM, Zalango. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also, invite all of you to check us out on the real wide web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
Now, I want to be certain that you all know that the folks that make it possible for you to hear the Human Rights Patrol, you need to stop and give them a shout, let them know you appreciate it. And if you can't, you know, make no contribution to the effort on the financial side, you know, that word of encouragement will be way more than you will ever imagine. And take that from a brother that's been in this here kind of work for 4,617 days and nights, you know. Sometimes if you're looking for that strength to go further and do the little bit extra, that comment from folks that have had an opportunity to listen to your work, that they appreciate it, will do that. So to the folks that make it possible for you to hear the Human Rights Patrol, you let them know it. You appreciate it. And you know, you ain't got to give them nothing other than that. If that's all you got, you know, a positive word of encouragement, because that's what folks need in this kind of work. It's Pathfinder work. And if more were going to do it, you'd been heard more by now. And the ones that got the nerve to do it, you need to let them know you appreciate it. And then they'll be more faithful. And you know what I'm saying? To what they are already going to be faithful to anyway. But they'll be more faithful with the assurance that you all appreciate what they're doing. All right, then. You know? And you're going to be the winner, because they're probably going to bring you even more information. And the nerve they had to bring you to Human Rights Patrol will tell you they're on a different level than the other folks bringing you stuff, because they want you to think for yourself. And you know what I'm saying? That's what Human Rights Conversations is about, not what to think, but how to think. And once you get into that, you know, it's, hey, like, that's why you scream human rights, because you want folks to, you know, get off in a relationship with the Creator, and then they can kick it like that, because you get your 100,000 heartbeats a day from the Creator, so, you know, you can kick it like that, you know? All right, well, it's time for us to get into a conversation tonight. Dada Kanati is still over there patiently waiting for me to get to the conclusion, which there's never going to be. But we're going to start on a conversation tonight, continue on with the theme of what war on drugs, but we're going to target Ritalin. Now, you know, we're going to use some sources that you probably ain't going to get your hands on, but they're going to make the case, okay? And that's all we got to do. And then what you do with it is on you, you see? Because that shows you that folks screaming human rights to you, they ain't trying to run you. They trying to teach you the point where you run yourself, okay? And that's the problem right now. So we're going to pick up an article from a magazine that appeared north of the U.S. border, right?
Mm-hmm.
From where?
Canada.
That Commonwealth of England, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right. And the title of it, the publication and the title of the article and the vitals, all that stuff.
This is from the Adbusters, July, August 2001, number 36. And the title of the article is A Dose of Reality, the Truth About North America's Greatest Drug Problem, Ritalin.
Okay, you might want to get that magazine there, Adbusters, that issued in July, August 2001. There's an article in there on Human Rights Radio written by the internet host at www.radio.about.com. About as accurate as anything has ever been written. You need to check it out, right? In this article. But we're going to deal with the issue of, you know, because we got the magazine, right? Because that article was in there. But you know us, always in the research mode, right? Who was it said it? Your mama said it, right? They got an article here on Ritalin. Oh, my goodness. What did they bring that to our attention for? So, you know, hey, we got to bring the information to you. Even in Canada, they talking about the title one more time.
A Dose of Reality, the Truth About North America's Greatest Drug Problem.
The real deal. Let's talk about the war on drugs. Go ahead, Warrior. Let's pick up some areas we call it to the people. Now, we're not going to read the whole article because time don't allow that. But we're going to call some parts to your attention and you do with it what you want. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Warrior.
On any given day in North America, almost 5 million kids will take a powerful psychostimulant drug. The geographical caveat is important. More kids in North America are diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, ADD, and given drugs like Ritalin to help them behave than in the rest of the world combined.
Wow. Go ahead.
In fact, the U.S. and Canada account for a startling 95% of worldwide Ritalin consumption.
Now, let's comprehend what Ritalin is, okay? And we got to comprehend what Ritalin is. We're going to pick up a piece of tape from CNN. We got it back in the day. We dropped it into the series we did here at Human Rights Radio called What War on Drugs. You got the vitals on that? She's going to give it to me in a few. You can give it to me. I'll give you the tape. It's part 9 in that series, What War on Drugs. But here's let's listen to a little on Ritalin.
Kick it like this.
I think Ritalin is the only brand name in the United States for the drug methylphenidate. It is very...
Now the gremlins go to work and the tape don't want to play. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to get it. Ritalin. This is a drug and we're going to have to deal with that, right? Okay. Is it in there now? Let's try that again. You know the gremlins come out when they don't want the truth.
...in helping children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder who have trouble listening and learning in grade school. The use of Ritalin, prescribed in controlled doses by doctors, has grown so much that production of the drug has multiplied sixfold in the last 6 years. This makes it easy for older students to rationalize their own misuse without a prescription.
If parents are willing to give it to their kids, it seems okay.
This Texas co-ed, we'll call her Colette, doesn't want to be identified. She needs to maintain an A-minus average to keep her scholarship. She goes to class all day, works as a waitress most nights, and turns to Ritalin after midnight.
Now let's comprehend the logic of this. They give your baby this pharmacologically created mix called Ritalin, which is the same as Prozac, which is the same as crack. And they say they give it to your baby because your baby cannot sit still, right? Here's a girl in college say she take it because she don't want to fall asleep. Who's correct, the school or the college girl? Pharmacologically speaking, the college girl. Ritalin, pharmacologically speaking, in the terms of the chemist who hooked this stuff up, is speed. So you know off top they lying when they say your child got a problem with sitting still and we're going to give him some speed to make him sit still. But it ain't only you, according to the Adbusters article. Ritalin is the most widely used drug, 5 million children alone in North America, between here and Canada. That's more than all the children on earth combined. What are they trying to make? Some crackheads. Mm-hmm. Fact.
You know, the most important thing I'm doing is, like, what grades I get. If it's 4 o'clock in the morning, the hardest thing to do is, you know, type another word or read another line. And with Ritalin, you don't mind.
Colette did get jittery the one time she ran short of Ritalin during exams.
Yeah, it did get to the point where I felt like I needed it to get through the night.
Now, when did she start having problems with controlling herself? After she stopped taking Ritalin. But that was not behavior trouble she was having. What trouble was she having? Chemical reaction trouble. Mm-hmm. I gotta have it. I've been addicted. They know what they're doing, y'all.
Some students do have prescriptions and will share their pills. Other students are peddlers for a profit. And some need it so badly, they steal.
I've had to hide the stuff. Because, I mean, if you leave it out, people would come in there and they take your, you know, they take the stuff.
This doesn't surprise the Drug Enforcement Administration. It says Ritalin abuse can be addictive. The DEA puts Ritalin in the most dangerous category it has for drugs that have any medical use, in the very same category with cocaine and amphetamines. This DEA official says Ritalin is as strong a stimulant as cocaine.
It produces all the same kind of behavior, the same type of psychosis, the same type of compulsive drug taking.
Now, let me get this. Daddy in prison because somebody said he had $25 worth of crack. Mama at work for the white man taking crack under the name of Prozac. Baby in school taking crack under the name of Ritalin. Wait a minute. What's going on here? Why are these children acting up? Let's go to Adbusters again, Kanadi.
In a recent example, a 10-year federally funded study in the U.S. reported at the April meeting of the Society for Research in Child Development found that the more time children spent in daycare, the more unmanageable they became. Kids who spent more than 30 hours a week in daycare scored significantly higher on such things as explosive behavior, talking too much, argues a lot, and demands a lot of attention, the very behaviors that so often lead to stimulant treatment.
Now, isn't that part of the program? Ain't that what the daycare thing is about? Huh? Yeah. So when your child acts the way the daycare program was designed for your child, and you know you put your baby, they so good to you, ain't they? Oh, they so good to you. You got a place for your baby. I bet you they'll sell your baby if you let them, if you ask them. You probably can't stop them from selling your baby, right? They still do that, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're so good, they put your baby in daycare, knowing that the outcome is going to be your baby going to feel unwanted.
Right.
You got to need to be wanted. So you do what you got to do to get that attention. Mm-hmm. And as a child, you're going to try to get that attention, and then they're going to give your baby some crack. And call it Ritalin. Boy, this is a vicious circle with this devil. It seems to me that human rights has got to get on your mind sooner or later. This boy ain't got no good for you. Nowhere in him he got any good for you. He worked 24/7 on finding ways to take you out of your natural way of acting. Am I right?
Right.
He swore he had to lock up the baby's father because he was slinging crack. Mm-hmm. And then the baby getting big doses in the school.
Right.
Because he tired of being ignored like he was in that daycare. Like when you're too tired to deal with it when you get from serving the white man all day, you know? Because mm-hmm. you know who getting most of the Ritalin, don't you? Oh, I ain't going to lie. You go to all these little white towns, they got all them little white kids on Ritalin. But if they like that, I already said something about it, so I done more than they done about it, right? But for African kids, that can't be good enough. You know, we're always going to tell you from our house, homeschooling, be like Mama Bird, big sister, right?
Right.
And stop being like a bird brain. And if you can't teach your children what you learned in school, then you're proof that there's not going to do no good for your child to go. All right. 90% of the kids get into witchcraft, which will never lead them to human rights, get it through the school system. Shall we continue?
Ritalin is little more than coke for kids.
Thank you. Even Adbusters in Canada know it. Right. See, even CNN said it. Y'all thought I was being hard, right? Man, I'm always saying the hard. I'm going to tell you like it is, and you don't have to like it, but you're going to hear it if you listen. Go ahead, Warrior. How many minutes we got over there?
59.
We straight. Let's kick it.
Cocaine, which is one of the most reinforcing and addictive of the abused drugs, has pharmacological.
Say that right, white folks' words. Good girl. So, you're never going to get in the big house if you don't learn to speak proper white people's talk.
Oh, well.
I thought you wanted to go in and burn it down. Trick them. Trick them. That's right. You don't even got to go in there, man. He's like, hey, you're right. Go ahead, Warrior.
Actions that are very similar to those of Ritalin, which is the most commonly prescribed psychotropic medication for children in the United States.
Psychotropic? Now, why would you? And you know they don't test drugs for children. Go ahead, Kanadi. They don't, under 12.
A follow-up study published in the American Journal of Psychiatry in 1998 found that the pharmacological actions produced by oral therapeutic doses of Ritalin were comparable to those produced by recreational doses of intranasal cocaine.
Okay. Now, why would they want your baby to get the same sensation taking that pill as folks would get from snorting cocaine? They trying to, you know, they trying to improve the futures market in cocaine, right?
Right.
Right? How do you improve the futures market in cocaine by giving children Ritalin? You get them addicted.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Now, look, did you see Eli Lilly came out? In the end of 2001, they came out and said, if you get a doctor to sign this paper, we'll give you 30 days of Prozac. Prozac is Ritalin. Prozac is crack. And they got one pill that women take for menstrual pains. And I got a Seraphim. That's Ritalin. And I got to tell women all the time, because Dr. Lyle Africa made this clear to us, that the only reason you suffer the menstrual bleeding that you do is because any manimal in captivity does that. No free creature does that. No free creature. So if you ever had reason, sister, to want to fight this devil and get free, I know you tired of that. And you certainly don't want no Seraphim, no crack, right? Am I right?
Right.
That'll remind you every day, every now and then, sister, right? Yeah. That you want to fight to get free, because that is the only reason you go through that. I know it's been going on so long, you think it's natural. It is not natural. That's how far away we've been taken from the things we need to know. Some things you can know, and then there's some things you need to know, right?
Right.
All right, doc, let's go on black. Lyle Africa, read his writings, African people, because that's our doctor, right?
Right. Fighting the drug war, researchers like Voco have demonstrated that continued use of cocaine and other stimulants causes brain damage.
Okay.
Brain changes, sorry. Yet never have these researchers investigated whether chronic stimulant use might produce the same effect in kids.
Mm. Why? If you're going to study what it does to adults, why wouldn't you study what it does to kids whose minds have yet to develop to defend themselves?
Right.
Whose bodies, because they're devils, man. You don't get no. I'm telling you, it's about the futures market. Okay, how much money we're making? Well, we're making the most money off our illegal drugs. Well, you know, we're getting used to this cash flow. How can we guarantee the cash flow stay at this level? Because, see, one of the things that get a lot of people into buying, they get used to a certain cash flow, right, from what they're selling and stuff. And then all of a sudden that level dropped because the market break, right? Well, see, the hunky, he's so diabolical. Most of his market is based on addictive stuff. So he guarantee money for the future. This is how wicked this beast is, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How anti-human he is. He guaranteeing his money way down.
Right.
I mean, for real. You don't have to like it. Mm-hmm. How many minutes we got?
55.
Let me drop a little bit more. This.
These are some of the dangers the DEA ticks off when Ritalin is abused. Psychotic episodes. Violent behavior. Psychological dependence. Heart attack and stroke.
We've seen a 700% increase in the reports from hospital emergency rooms concerning injuries from the drug.
The maker of Ritalin, Novartis, is concerned about misuse and has prepared these pamphlets to warn doctors, parents, and the public about the danger. In the company's words, abuse can lead to very serious medical consequences.
Look, this is the company that makes the stuff. They put a pamphlet out to say, abuse can lead to very, well, if you don't need it, that's abuse. Back to Adbusters with Kanati.
The DEA reported that Ritalin misuse in high schools increased from 3 to 16% from 1992 to 1995. Similarly, it found that while children between the ages of 10 and 14 were involved in about 25 emergency room visits connected with the Ritalin misuse in 1991, this number had jumped to 1,725 by 1998.
Why? Because something that is not needed has been forced upon the people. For somebody can make some money, not today, but tomorrow, to it and that. These devils is evil. What do they got to do to prove to you that they're evil? Huh? And like I said, you go to these little white towns, man, they got the whole town of white people on Ritalin or something like that. And they walking around, they don't care. Because if they have to open up a crazy house, the state paid $90,000 for every crazy person they lock up. So, you know, hey, it's more money in that than in prisons, right? Man, it's something else when folk only think of money, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's something else when they only think of money. At a certain point, then nothing else matters but how to get it. And look at this on babies. And they locking up folks for what? A war on drugs? Well, Kanati, all we can do is share with the folks, you know, what we use for information for this particular program. And, you know, we sample information like this in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, all the time. And you might be tripping on this little 30-minute show, but we done this. This series went about 10 shows that were named that specifically, but we had a lot of other shows dealing with that matter. And they were all 90 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? So here in the Criminal Enterprise Called Springfield, we get down to the heart of the matter. You do with the information what you want. When we rest at night, we know we've done our work to keep our council fire burning bright, right? So that anybody on the road lost and was supposed to be at our fire, they can find it. That's all we're supposed to do. You don't have to like it. In fact, we never vote, right?
No.
We do our work. All right, Warrior, you want to share with the folks the sources we used?
We used the Adbusters from July, August 2001, number 36, an article entitled A Dose of Reality, The Truth About North America's Greatest Drug Problem, Ritalin. And we used a CNN story from the program What War on Drugs, Part 9, that was first aired August 21st, 1997.
And, you know, you can't argue with the information. You heard the white folks say it themselves, and then you heard Kanati read what the white folks said. Oh, my goodness, a double barrel punch of good white sources for volume number what is this?
51.
Man, we got through these fast, didn't we? 51. We hope that we're bringing you some information that you can use. And if not, you know, we'll ask that you apply the digestive process. All those things that your body can't use, take them to the bathroom, right? So if you can't use something we bring to you, take it to the bathroom. But we thank our great creator spirit for providing us the opportunity. And again, you know, do with the information what you will. Let's shout out to those folks that got the nerve to make it possible for you to hear the Human Rights Radio Network. Internet co-creation, we call them the Human Rights Patrol. Now heard in 8 cities around the criminal enterprise called the United States and worldwide on the net.
We're going to say Zalingo to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, at 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, run by Brother LaBelle. Also to those who listen at 103.3 FM, BVHP in the Criminal Enterprise called Bayview, Hunters Point, California, with Kaka Michael Hibbett and the crew. And at 96.3 FM in the Criminal Enterprise called Santa Cruz, California, those who listen to Free Radio Santa Cruz with V-Man and their staff. Let us also shout out to the folks who listen to Berkeley Liberation Radio, brought by Paul Griffin and the crew. And to our newest listeners in the Criminal Enterprise called Dade County, Florida, at 102.9 FM, Zalingo. And at this time, let me remind you, wherever you're listening, to thank those who made it possible. And also invite all of you to check us out on the World Wide Web at www.radio.about.com. Look for the Human Rights Information Network. Click on and hear even more Human Rights Radio.
And wherever you find our humble efforts here at Human Rights Radio, anywhere in the human domain there, you feel free to use it any way you want. If you want to take this program off the net and play it in the town that you're in, or share it with friends, however you choose to use, because like all native people of the earth, we recognize that everything we've been blessed to do is through the infinite mercy of our almighty creator. And so if it's through that we get the things that we're blessed to do, then it's for all of us to share. And you feel free, and don't even trip on that, because we don't go there, okay? We feel blessed to be guided on the road we on, and we know that to stay on that road, our work got to be like, you know, the selfless work, you dig? All right, Kanati, what can I say? Another scholarly mission here. Human Rights Patrol, volume number 52 in the studios with us tonight.
51.
Thank you. She keeps everything straight up in here. In the studios tonight out of the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois. That's why she's the co-producer of the Human Rights Patrol. Dada Kanati Kintako at the night desk. We're in our 4,617th night of broadcasting here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, now found at 106.7 FM. Right? I'm in Banner Kintako, and you is listening to the People's Choice, because the people choose to listen to the Human Rights Information Network.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders. We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We'll have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving.
We'll be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
We'll
and unify our homeland.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We'll raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
We'll have discipline.
Patience. Devotion.
Devotion.
And courage.
And courage.
We will live as models.
We'll live as models.
To provide new direction for our people.
To provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determinate.
We'll be free and self-determinate.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Aluta.
Aluta.
Continua.
Continua.
Kufa.